Tonight, a snapshot will be taken in the hopes of framing an uncomfortable picture. The annual Point in Time survey attempts to chronicle the number of homeless people in a given area on a single night. It's the state's best effort to get an accurate count of the homeless populations in each Vermont county. The U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development requires that regional and local continuum of care groups carry out the surveys in their communities, and the data collected is critical when it comes to receiving federal funding to reduce homelessness, as we'll hear from our guest today, Marcy Esberg. She's the collaborative applicant for the Chittenden County Homeless Alliance and the coordinator for the Point in Time Survey Count. Marcy Esberg, thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thanks for having us here.
Now, could you briefly explain the mechanics and the methodology of how this survey works? I assume it's a pretty big volunteer effort.
It is. We do the survey on several levels. The first is working with the state. So it's one survey that we all decide to do together. So we spend about a half a year agreeing on the format, the questions, that sort of thing. And then our first line of defense is working with all the providers. Chittenden County has a number of agencies that work directly with the homeless. So the survey goes to them, and they do the survey with the clients that they serve.
And then physically, how does it work? People go out in the field, they go out at night, and they just start looking for people that are out on the streets?
Not just those that are out and about, but those that are staying in emergency shelters, transitional housing, those that come into the daytime shelter. So then that's a face-to-face meeting. Then the second line of defense, as it were, is to go out in the highways and the byways, the encampments, the doorways, under the bridges. And we use volunteers as well as the outreach coordinators from Safe Harbor, which is a healthcare for homeless project, and go out. And that is how we count people that are not sheltered.
How valuable is this data? Why is it valuable?
It's valuable because through the data, we learn about our needs and our progress. For example, last year, we counted 332 homeless in Chittenden County. That was down from the year before, 471. And that was down from the year before, 532. So we get to see what kind of progress we're making. And then based on the numbers and categories, for example, are we seeing a lot of families? Are we seeing a lot of individuals? Are we seeing a lot of youth? It helps inform the type of services we have or we need.
And does this translate all that information into federal dollars coming to Vermont to fight homelessness?
It absolutely does. And every year we put together an application that goes into the Department of Housing and Urban Development for our continuum of care funding. We have to tell them how we've done the count, what our numbers are, and we actually get scored better when we're seeing progress. So that's why it's so important to do it and having consistent numbers. So every year, the last Wednesday of the month, we're doing this. A lot of years of data to show a trend.
What does the HUD funding go towards?
So this year, we just received word of our funding. We got $1.14 million. And I want to say 60 to 75% of the funding goes directly to housing programs, rental subsidies, permanent supportive housing, even rapid rehousing for domestic violence victims. And then we have two projects which are very important for the overall systems that we have, money that goes to our homeless management information system and helps us follow clients, see where what our trends are, and then also a coordinated entry program. Again, both of those programs are mandated by HUD, but it's really just they're designed for us to be more efficient and effective with our services and with our funding.
I'm wondering about the specific count that's happening Tuesday night into Wednesday morning. How accurate can that count really be if it only represents numbers for one specific night?
It's a snapshot. It's a point in time. So obviously people come in and out of homelessness during the year. But again, it is a consistent number year after year. And I think that it's important to have that consistency. Many communities around the country laud this as being a very firm, clear picture, especially in the dead of winter, of what kind of homeless population you have.
and you do this one-night snapshot in the winter, I am thinking, obviously, because Vermont can be one of the most difficult, most dangerous places to be homeless in the country because of our harsh winters.
That's exactly right. We have a firm value here that we never want to see anybody die on the streets. And so it's important to know. Also, working very clearly with our funding to rapidly rehouse and put money to housing because it's the best use of the funds.
Marcy, you talked about the importance of the HUD funding. How much concern do you have about housing and urban development funding coming to Vermont under the new Trump administration and the man who may become the new head of HUD, Dr. Ben Carson?
I am generally not an alarmist, so I would not want to be alarmist about this. I think that the Continuum of Care grant program has done a really good job in the last few years targeting funds, asking communities to make some difficult decisions. So we've already gotten into the mindset, whether we like it or not, of making some choices about how we want to spend the funds as a community. I think that because of that, we've seen our numbers go down. We hope to make homelessness rare and brief here, but we'll always have a need for emergency shelter. And I believe that Dr. Carson, hopefully soon to be Secretary Carson, will agree with not wanting to see anybody die on the streets, but also what's an effective and efficient use of funds. And it is actually less expensive to house somebody who's been homeless than it is to leave them on the streets and put them dependent on our emergency rooms, our infrastructure, our 911, all of those things. And I think that's an argument that will resonate with the Trump administration.
Marcy Esberg is the collaborative applicant for the Chittenden County Homeless Alliance and the coordinator for the Point in Time Survey Count. I want to thank you so much for the time.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you.